Friday again, and that moment when we ask one of our Culturefile guests to tell us about some of the things that they've been enjoying. And this time, it's the turn of actor, librettist and playwright Aideen O'Donoghue to share with us her Culturefile likes.
My name is Aideen O'Donoghue, and I am artist in residence with Kirkadurka. So a book I have just finished is The Clash of Kings by George R.R. Martin. And I'm super late to the party, but I watched the Game of Thrones TV show and absolutely adored it, but not the ending. So I wanted to read all the books because apparently he's close to finishing the last book in the series. So The Clash of Kings, I absolutely devoured it. And he's just an amazing writer. He's an incredible writer and the type of writer that makes me want to go, okay, I'm just not going to bother. A podcast I'm listening to is called Where Do We Begin? With a renowned relationship therapist called Esther Perel. Basically, the podcast is her doing a session with a couple, and you know all the names and personal details have been changed, so it's anonymous, but it's a real conversation between a couple that are dealing with, you know, you name it, infidelity, financial problems, all of the problems and pains and hurts of everyday life. And it's the most compelling thing because she the therapist is extraordinary at what she does and working with people and just helping them get very clear on why they are together and how they can make that better. It's beautiful.
I heard about Jeffrey Epstein long before I was asked to write about him.
A documentary I just finished watching was on Netflix, and it was about the charming chappy Jeffrey Epstein.
Because he was known as this sort of Gatsby-like figure of mystery in New York.
I was really struck by it because it charts how, you know, he got away with it for so long. And so you see how cynical and broken and awful the system is. But then on the other side, you see the people who are fighting for the victims, all the journalists, all of the attorneys who were fighting against one of the most powerful and rich people in the world with incredible connections. And they won, and through sheer force of will against impossible odds. And it is awful to see what people went through, but it is incredible to see the good people out there fighting the good fight. Music I'm listening to, an artist called Doja Cat. I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that lunch. Yeah. She keep that booty, booty. She keep that pump. Yeah, yeah. That natural beauty, beauty. It's just like earworm pop music about, you know, she has a song called Juicy about her ass is really big and it makes her really happy, and it's completely mindless and completely brilliant, and I can't stop listening to her. Food and drink, yeah. At the start of lockdown, my little balcony was completely a graveyard of plants. So I've been creating a garden during this time. And now I have a fully functioning, happy, healthy herb garden. So I'm putting herbs on everything and it's changing everything I eat. Like, I can't have a sandwich without putting herbs in it. The scent that I like, I bought some essential oils a few weeks ago. And so I've been trying different essential oil perfume recipes just for something to do and to feel a bit creative. The combination that I've landed on is jasmine and grapefruit is a very nice one, so I'm enjoying that at the moment.
The likes of Aideen O'Donoghue there. Coming up later this evening, we'll be looking at the power of video sharing app TikTok, from propagating dance moves to thwarting fascists. And we'll be hearing from Maurice Gohan on the acquisition of vices and Jennifer Walsh on Pride Without a Parade. That's all coming up in the Culturefile Weekly at 7 here on RTE Lyric FM.